Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being so. But I want to tell
it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There is your 230 Tupac. You get 330 Country, 430 90s, 530 Creed. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. How confident are you that the Eagles will win Sunday? Very confident or pretty confident? What do you think the poll is at?
What the hell is the difference?
Oh, you're very confident? I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident they're going to win.
I would say it's the difference between an 8.5 and a 6.5.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
I would say very confident. And let's go with 69.
How about pretty confident at 59?
Ah, pretty confident.
Yeah, people don't know what to think. Now, I think,
yeah,
were they to beat the 49ers on Sunday, the wave will begin. Back to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. They win Sunday's game. But I think
I'm surprised at this.
It's been a couple of weeks now. If you had asked them after the first Commanders game, maybe it would have been different. But it's been a while since they've seen the Eagles, you know.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I hear you, and I can buy that.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, where does all the pushback come from when you may be critical of the Eagles and everything else? Like, I don't get it.
Right, like,
everybody jumps up and it's rage bait and all this other stuff. But it's okay for you all to be kind of waffling on how confident you are in the team.
Yes, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I actually...
it's unbelievable.
Sometimes I'll say something, and you know they'll put out the clip, and I'll be like, well, you know, I don't know. Yeah. And they'll be like, well, you're not even from here, I guess. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. But it does seem like generally people are, they think they'll win. But
I'm surprised at that going into the weekend of the first playoff game.
Defending a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champion. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess there is a little sense of nervousness around the city.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is an on-the-record Friday.
I got y'all.
You certainly do.
Don't worry.
It's an on-the-record Friday. Give us your confidence level. It is also a tell-the-truth Friday, though, so you can't lie. Mike in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, family?
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
I'll tell you. If I got to put a number on it, I'm talking 11.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
You know, and I'll give you one reason, and that's talent level, right?
Yep.
And if we want to follow it up, it's that rest. Mm. We gave the best roster in the league an extra week rest.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like we can't, I don't think we can underestimate that because – You're talking about Jalen Carter coming off, you know, the two procedures on the shoulders and then coming back against them Bills and dominating the best offensive line in football, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, you know, it's not the LTBB, you know, but we got to let these young bucks buck. And I'm talking about Jalen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're talking Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
I don't, he looks like he's turning it right back on to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that playoff run where he looked, I mean, he looked like he was going to come into this year and be one of the best pass rushers in the league along with Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, I do think you mentioned the week off. I thought they should have gone for the two seed. But the way that it worked out with them playing the Niners instead of the Packers have also had the
week
off.
They've also been off, yeah.
And the Niners had to play that Seattle game to try to get that one seed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had hurt guys anyway. So I do think in this particular matchup, I think, you know, next round it could hurt us. But in this particular matchup, having that week off, I think really does benefit them.
Yeah, and you look at that. If you watch that San Francisco-Seattle game last week, I mean, that was a playoff game.
Yep.
Them boys, I mean, every play was crunch.
Yep.
Like that, and you look at our defense and you look at Seattle's defense, they seem to be, I mean, Mike McDonald seemed to be rooted in a kind of Fangio style where if that front four can create that chaos, I mean, he can just, you know, manipulate the offense to just, you know, playing them like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know what's going to happen. And we got the dogs, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can shut down anybody in the league.
Well, even Adoree Jackson should look good in this game.
He should. I don't even they can target them all they want. I don't know who they're targeting
them
with.
I don't know who they're throwing the ball to,
Exactly. And you look at, like, Marcus Epps. I think Marcus Epps has had such an effect on Adoree Jackson's, right? Because you look at since Epps has been in, I mean, Adoree Jackson's play is, you know, just he looks like a different player.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I agree. Mostly,
we haven't played a good quarterback in a. I mean, we played Josh, but they didn't have any receivers on their team.
Right. So we had the Raiders game, the Commanders game, and the Buffalo game where there aren't wide receivers.
And even the Bears didn't have great wide receivers.
No. Yeah. So look, you're from a talent level. Thank you for the call, Mike. You're right. The 49ers have a talented roster, but half of that talent isn't playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I was watching. I didn't watch Hard Knocks until Thursday morning, Wednesday morning. It wasn't that eventful.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of Jordan Davis.
Okay.
And I thought he was on the sideline at practice talking to somebody, but I thought this from Jordan Davis, he's played great this year. We've talked about his, you know, his body this year, mm-hmm. but like how he was talking, I thought it was great. Here's how it went.
I want to be who I am. I want to genuinely be the best person I can be. And that's why I'm so hard, like going so hard in terms of like how my body's changing and my weightlifting and my conditioning and stuff like that, because I want to do this for me. I want to look sexy. I want to be skinny. I want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, selfishly. But, like, at the same time, like, the more that I do that and the more that I see progress and I see results, I'm even more motivated. And it's at the point where it's, like, consistent now. So it's not even, like, it's, like, second nature. I'm not having to, like, what's it called? It doesn't take much. It took cutting out the sweets. I don't eat sweets. I eat, like, a couple cookies, but I don't see it on my face. I don't see it on my body. Like, even if I eat a lot, it's not like showing up anywhere, like, and I like that. And it's just like, I went down to a restaurant a couple days ago and I took a picture with a waiter and he showed me, he was like, this is from 2023. He showed me, I was like, ugh. I was like, yo, I can't believe, like, bro, like, it was, I had my locks. I was just like, wow, like, bro, like, it's crazy what a difference in 2 years can do. Like, I look like a completely different person. And I tell everybody, I said, the biggest difference from that player and this player is just saying no, bruh. Learning how to say no.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You know what? That reminded me, we were talking about the hope is that he notices the difference in how he feels, and the you're motivated to do, you want to feel the way that you will feel. And that's why that was so, because he didn't say, man, it's tough. Because sometimes you see people lose weight, but even after they lose weight,
they put it back on.
Yeah. And you hear them talk about it. They're like, oh, it's tough. I see pizza. I see this. I see that. But when it really sticks is when how you feel the new way outweighs how it tastes the other way.
Yeah.
And that is what I hear with that guy. You know, he wants to look good. I want to be skinny. I don't know, man. I believe in that guy moving forward a lot.
No, there's no doubt. First of all, he has the right approach. And listen, his only guilty thing was he loved to eat.
Yeah.
You know, he loved to eat. And because he's been awarded throughout his life being big, I guess he never really took the whole health part of it and how he could be an even better football player into consideration until they asked him, like, this is what we need from you. This is what we need you to be able to do this upcoming season. He accepted that challenge. And I just love the fact he stuck. He stuck with it. Because some guys can come in training camp, and they've had the whole offseason to sort of get in shape and get weight down. But then what happens when the season starts? Your routine is different. You have to consciously stay on top of it. And he's done that. And one thing he said in there, he talked about the results.
Yes.
Likes the results that, that he's putting out. And that's the thing that we had brought up that we thought would be a motivating factor for him is that, dude, it's one thing to be known as a run stopper, but you only playing 15 snaps a game.
Yep.
20 snaps a game, you're a former first-round pick. That had to bother him a little bit. And now to be out there the way that he was, should have been a Pro Bowler this year, in my opinion. Certainly in the discussion from a defensive standpoint, as a defensive MVP of the Eagles this year, you know, along with the way Zach Bond played this year, the way Jalen Hunt played this year, Cooper played this year. And we know what Quinyon does every week, even though it may not show up in the stat sheet. Jordan Davis was in that group with those guys week in and week out making plays. So especially when Jalen Carter went down.
Yes.
I think that's when it really showed, because it's one thing to play next to Jalen Carter and benefit from the attention that he receives. But when he wasn't in there for 4 weeks, Jordan had to step up. Him and Moral Jomo had to step up, and both of them did a great job. I'm happy for him as well. And I'm sure with you've been in his shoes.
Yeah, I lost a lot of weight.
You've been in his shoes, so
people see me. I'm 5'11". I was 234 pounds. Yeah. My waist was like 44 or something like that. So, but you mentioned he said how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote. People hate this quote, but I love it. After I lost weight, you remember the model Kate Moss?
Yeah,
Kate Moss said nothing tastes as good as being skinny feels. And like,
how about that?
And like, I always, every time I'm tempted, I'm like, oh, I kind of like the way my jeans fit this way.
Right.
You know, if you could just get past that, and it seems like he's gotten past that, it's going to make a huge difference in his career.
And that bag going to make a huge difference in that bag.
Oh, yeah, sure is.
That's pretty good motivation.
Yeah. 215. Yeah. No one ever offered me, you know, $100 million to get skinny. 215-592-9494. Joey in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Joey?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Joey?
Not much, man. I'm pumped. I'll tell you that. I've been waiting all week, and just you know, how everybody been down on us this year. You know, we haven't had the best year, but we had a winning record. We are the defending champs, and you know, we're on the right track right now. We're getting healthy, you know, at the right time. If we get past this week, it's going to be even better. You know, like you guys said, like a lot of more people are going to jump back on and believe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like we definitely need the whole city behind us to make this run possible again.
Yeah, and, I think people need to see it with their
coming.
Own eyes.
Yeah, yeah, you know it's coming, man. Like Spike said, they win this game Sunday.
Oh yeah,
the floodgates are open next week.
Well, and all these people that are doubting today, like the people that are pretty sure, you will not be able to find one person be able to admit to it. They'll be, I told you the whole time, the doubters. So yeah, it'll be fun. They win this game. That's when it starts to feel real, you know. Especially, we had the Rams coming here or something after that. You know, the excitement for that. To have another, we luck out, get another home game or something. All right, Joey, I appreciate the call, brother.
Yeah, for sure. I got a buddy that's a Niners fan as well, so I just want to give him a shout-out. I know he's listening. He's a truck driver right now, but I just texted him. I said, I'm getting on air, and I'm going to shout you out. And
what's his name?
You know, his name is Rich.
Rich, go to hell.
Yeah,
go Birds.
Go
Birds. Yo. All right, Joey. Yeah.
Listen, Niner fans, and I got a buddy who's a Niner fan too, Big Mac. You just got to be proud of the season they had based on the
cute
circumstances.
Cute story.
Yes. But it ends Sunday.
Yeah. There's a lot of Gen X Niners fans. If you're our age,
because
they were really good when we were younger, so that there were a lot of Niners fans around here.
Oh, yeah. Niner fans are around, man.
Joining us now, the great Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Catch You Better You Bet on the new Westwood One Sports Network, weekdays 9 to noon. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1. What's up, Costos?
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you today. How we doing?
What's up, Nick?
How's the new schedule treating you? You know, we're all creatures of habit, so I know adjusting to a little bit earlier must have been different for you. How are you doing with it?
So this is the second full week. I've done 7 shows so far with a couple days off for the holiday last week. I would say that I'm starting to like it, but I'm still like exhausted at night, which is not a complaint. Just like it's a different schedule now. So like last night, because you have to, you know, I'm on at 9 a.m., so I'm waking up earlier now. And you stay up to watch the Ole Miss Miami game. I don't fall asleep until like 1 a.m. because I'm wired, and then you're up early. So aside from that, it's great. I get to spend more time with my daughter and my wife, which is awesome. So no complaints thus far.
Great.
Dude, the hair is looking good, brother. He looks good, man. You look good today, Nick.
Listen, I got, we're clanging and banging a little bit. Just saying.
Looks good,
not
man.
Not bad.
We just got a bicep flex if you're just listening and not watching. So, Costos, last I saw, Eagles 5.5-point favorites. You've been on the Eagles all year. You were on the Eagles all last year. How you feeling about this one?
I think the Eagles will win and win big on Sunday. I think the point spread needs to be a little bigger. Maybe Trent Williams plays in the game. We don't have a Friday practice report yet from the Niners, but he had a limited practice yesterday. Even if he plays, he's not going to be 100%. And I think the way it's going to turn out is Nick Sirianni's decision to not play anyone last week, even though they lost to the Commanders, didn't get the 2 seed, I think is probably going to be a good thing to get everybody back healthy and get everybody to 100%. And San Francisco is kind of the walking wounded right now. Got stuffed into a locker last week by the Seahawks. Seattle's got a really good defense. I think the Eagles' defense is just as good, if not better. I think the Eagles win. I think they win by 7 or more coming up on Sunday and advance to the second round.
Wow. Yeah. You know, when I saw when I saw the line at 3.5, it was what it opened at. That is what gave me pause because, like you, I was like, this feels like a 6 or 6.5 game. And when it wasn't, that weirded me out a little bit. But that, it's built up to 5.5. Where do you think it ends at game time?
I think Kittle's going to play. We'll see about Pearsall. I think Trent Williams will probably play. I think we'll close at 5.5, like really close to 6. Like 5 is what's called a dead number. Like think about the math of the NFL. Games don't land 5 that often.
Yep.
6 games can land with the way the math of the NFL works. So I think we'll probably close 5, 5.5. I do like the Eagles, and I think the Eagles are one of 2 teams that are most likely to win the Super Bowl. Both play in the NFC. The other is the Los Angeles Rams. And if and when the Eagles and Rams play each other, obviously, advantage Eagles. Game will be in Philadelphia. So the Eagles are my bet to win the Super Bowl. But if it's not Philly, I do think it will be the LA Rams.
Before we get to the other game, sort of prediction. I have a number in my head. Let's say next week it's Rams at Eagles. Let's say the games go, you know, the Eagles win 23-10 and the Rams go in there and smoke the Panthers. What do you think the line is on a Rams-Eagles game in Philly next week?
Rams minus one. The Rams will be favored.
Yep. I thought point and a half. That was
Break out the underdog mask.
Yep.
So the Rams, it'll basically be pick the winner of the game. Like, I'll bet the Eagles if that's what it is. But like that would be what if I were an Eagles fan, which I'm not. But I am an Eagles better here.
Yep.
That's the team that concerns you. I wouldn't be concerned with any other team in the end. Maybe slightly having to go to Seattle, but it's Darnold against Jalen Hurts, and one guy has won in a big spot, the other hasn't. The Rams would be the only team that I would fear in the NFC.
So of the other games this weekend, what do you like the most?
I love the Steelers on Monday night. It's a home dog against the Texans. Now, that point spread was 3.5 a couple days ago. Now it looks like we're going to come down to 2.5. But I still think if you can get a piece of Steelers plus 3, I think that's a good bet. It's not that Houston shouldn't be a road favorite in the game. It's that Houston can't be a 3-point road favorite. Their offense stinks and the Steelers are home. And not that this matters, but it's a way for me to pump up my pathetic football team. The Steelers haven't lost at home on Monday Night Football since they lost to the Giants in 1991, which has nothing to do with anything other than me getting to say something nice about the Giants. And it's nothing to do with anything. So I like the Steelers plus the 3.5. I do like Green Bay tomorrow night in Chicago. Now, there's a caveat associated with this. We don't know how bad the wind is going to be. It may be like 30 miles per hour. Obviously, outdoor game in Chicago in the Windy City in January at night makes sense, right? If the wind is really bad, we won't know till tomorrow. I think it's advantage Bears. But if it's not, and that's where we're trending, I think the Packers are better than Chicago. I think the Packers will win the game tomorrow night in Soldier Field.
You know, you mentioned you're a Giants fan. Now, everyone expects John Harbaugh to go to the Giants, or at least that's the...
Not happening. Wow. I don't think
so. You don't think it'll happen? What would your preference be?
Well, my preference is Kevin Stefanski.
Ah, interesting.
I think he's the right coach to work with Jackson Dart.
Okay.
Like, if you told me Harbaugh was coming with, like, Todd Monken, and even, like, I don't love Todd Monken, but I think he's a good offensive coordinator. Who is his offensive coordinator? And the other thing with Harbaugh is, you know, he was kind of at the forefront a number of years ago. Like, think about the way coaches go for two now and go for it on fourth downs. Harbaugh was one of the first coaches that did that. And now as the years have gone on, it feels like everyone's kind of caught up. And now, like, what's he on the cutting edge of? Like, I would actually argue nothing. And that doesn't mean he's not a good coach or I wouldn't want him to coach the Giants. He would be probably my third choice, honestly. Stefanski would be my top choice. I'd love Brian Flores, but he's kind of suing the Giants, so I don't know if that will happen.
Yeah, it might be a weird vibe.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. Yeah. But I'd be okay with Harbaugh, but here's what I think is going to happen with Harbaugh. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So, the Buffalo... I promise this will all make sense. The Buffalo Bills are at a pick 'em price on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Packers are at basically a pick 'em price tomorrow night against the Chicago Bears. Now, I said prior to last week's Sunday Night Football Ravens Steelers that if the Ravens lose, they're going to fire John Harbaugh. And people are like, oh my God, how could you say that? There's no way. Well, it happens. Not that that means I'm going to be right about this, but I think I'm going to be right about it. If the Buffalo Bills lose on Sunday to Jacksonville, we are at an identical timeline to the Ravens with John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. They're in the same draft class. The coaches have been there the whole time. We will enter year 9 in 26 without even getting to a Super Bowl if the Bills don't get there. If the Bills lose on Sunday, they need to fire Sean McDermott. That needs to be it. And is John Harbaugh the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills? Like, why would John Harbaugh coach the Giants if you could coach Josh Allen?
Oh, for
and, like,
sure.
Win easier next year?
Yeah. Right.
The other one to consider. And I think the Bills should fire McDermott if they lose. I don't think the Packers should fire Matt LaFleur if they lose, but there is a lot of smoke around Matt LaFleur's job security. And the Miami Dolphins just hired today the Green Bay Packers vice president of personnel to be their new general manager, and they have a head coaching vacancy. What if the Packers lose to the Bears and fire Matt LaFleur and John Harbaugh can go coach Jordan Love and Micah Parsons? So my sense on Harbaugh, when it came out that he's waiting until next week to take interviews,
yeah,
there's no way that's by accident. I'm sure he's waiting to see what happens this weekend with some of these playoff teams that may end up firing their coaches.
Yeah. That's a good call. Yep. One last quick one. Just if you had a thought on the Rams minus 10 or 10 and a half at the Panthers.
Yeah, so I think the Rams are going to win.
Yeah.
Do I think they'll win by more than 10? Maybe. Betting wise, I'd put the Rams at, like, I like the Rams and Eagles as two legs of a money line parlay. I think they'll both win. Just, you know, on November 30th, the Panthers beat the Rams in Carolina 31-28. So they played like 5 weeks ago and Carolina won. Everything went right for the Panthers in that game.
Yeah.
Won the turnover battle 3-0, had a pick six. Carolina went 7 of 15 on third down and 3 for 3 on fourth down. Ran really hot on high leverage downs. So, like, that can happen again. It doesn't have to be that it doesn't. And if it happens, Carolina can definitely win. Just, like, what's the chance that that happens?
Right.
I think it's pretty slim. Devontae Adams is back. I think the Rams win. Do they win by more than 10? I'm not sure. I'm not going to bet the game. I think the Rams will win.
All right. Well, Kostos, congratulations on the new show. That is 9 to noon on the Westwood One Sports Network. And good luck with the bets this weekend, my friend.
Yeah, I did an interview earlier today with Awful Announcing.
Okay.
And they asked me, Spike, about your comments on sports radio recently.
Oh, yeah.
And agree. And I got to say, I love Spike Eskin, and he's really smart, and I agree with him, and I love going on his show. So you got to plug in my interview. How about that?
Well, thank you, because I almost said a bad word there. At Awful Announcing loves to get people to say something about me that isn't positive. I don't know why. Maybe the clicks are great. I don't know. So I appreciate you doing that. All that means is that it's not going to be a headline. That's all that
That's
means.
Fine.
If you had said
Let's
Spike.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you, Costa.
Scrawny, has bad tattoos, bad sports.
Hey!
Should have called him a Nepo baby.
Hey.
Listen, like Spike's dad can be who he is. Spike is talented. So you can't say that Nepo babies don't have talent. Spike has talent.
Well,
so,
thank you.
There we go.
Thank you, Costa.
Here we go.
All right. Get out of here, brother.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And I will admit, in closing, I have considered placing a futures bet on the Philadelphia 76ers in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
They'll think it's my Knicks, but
Nikki Philadelphia. Yep. All the Philly teams.
All right, Kostos, take it easy, man.
All right, brother.
Phillies suck. Bye.
All right, there it is. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos.
To get Boba Shit.
Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. There he is, the great Nick Kostos. Actually, that is not right. It is not the BetMGM network. You hear it on the Westwood One Sports Network. So they sent the new copy. It's not exactly right. That's okay. 215-592-9494. Well, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well,
yeah. Okay. What do you got to do?
What can you do?
I should have looked at it first.
Yeah. Well.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. We'll find out maybe some more information on how happy the Eagles locker room was yesterday as Thirsty Elliot goes into the first playoff game of the year. Also get an update on health, Lane Johnson, all that sort of stuff. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Elliot will give us the update on the health of our players. You probably know the health of your windows, and it's probably not that healthy. And it's something you put off. You even put it off when I told you about Guida's big winter sale in December. You realize you made a mistake. The good news is the folks at Guida, they're like, you know what? We're going to extend the big winter sale all the way through January. So what does that mean? 40% off every window or door you buy. So the windows, 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. And you get free high performance low E glass, which is a real thing that is really meaningful when you end up going to Guida and they show it to you. Man, it is cool. 40% off any door, garage door, insulated entry door, patio door, whatever it is. Start your project with no money down, not one penny, and pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. Limited time offer goes through January. Act now. Call Guida. Set up a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.